Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Zoom Reader. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am here with my husband, Rodney, and we are here to discuss Zoom Reader.
By AI Squared.
Yes, indeed. And I've got him here because he has done some exhaustive testing of this application and is best able to demonstrate it. To get the best results with this app, because let's explain what it is not first before we really talk about what it is.
Well, it's kind of getting a lukewarm response, I believe, is how a couple of websites have said it.
It's getting a lukewarm response from the blind community. It is because AI Squared, who makes and specializes in products for magnification of print and other visual, you know, things on a computer screen and stuff, is walking a very fine line here, creating an app for scanning. It is not an app for the totally blind. So to get best results with it at this point, you need to probably have some vision to focus the camera accurately.
Yeah, when I think AI Squared, I think Zoom Text.
Absolutely.
I think large print keyboards or little magnifiers like the Pebble, you know, but I don't think of screen reader, even though Zoom Text comes with a screen reader.
It's not really a screen reader. It's more like an assistant.
Yeah. It's not like having something like JAWS or Magic that costs numerous
amounts. Well, Magic is like Zoom Text.
Yeah, okay.
But the screen reader that comes with Zoom Text is really designed to assist with the reading of magnified text rather than to really, you know, fiddle with the display for a totally blind person and give the accurate information that we need in audio. So, but in any event, this app kind of goes along with what their mission is for magnification. So it doesn't have things in it like a way to stabilize the camera or some other feedback at this point to tell you if you're kind of on track or not.
Yeah, and this is version 1. It did come out on April 5th. It is $19.99 in the iTunes store for your iOS iPhone. Currently, it supports the last generation iPod Touch and the iPhone 4.
One thing about it, this is not to say, of course, that totally blind people cannot use it. If you first load Zoom Reader and you are a VoiceOver user, you will be confronted with a bunch of unlabeled buttons if you have hints turned off. So in order to use it at this point, you need to turn VoiceOver hints on.
Yeah, so Twitter's been going crazy with, oh, they put out an application and it doesn't have buttons labeled, which I kind of agree with the public in terms of this really should have been something in version 1.
I don't think it'd be that hard to fix. And, it's going to come out with an update soon, they tell us, but to fix this. But for an intermediary fix, you need to go to in your iPhone settings to general accessibility, VoiceOver, and the speak hints toggle switch should be on.
Yeah, AI Squared has a Twitter account, AI Squared, of course, and they are very responsive and monitoring that. So if you have any problems or concerns, you should definitely send them a tweet. They also have the mobile.aisquared.com set up so that you can report questions.
And I believe that's where the help for Zoom Reader is located.
Yeah, I've had to dig for that a little bit because they currently do not have a help section, or at least I did not find that in the actual application to sort of tell you what the buttons are.
No, it's not in the app itself.
You kind of have to guess at it.
Yeah. So, with that in mind, wouldst thou like to demonstrate the app?
Why, yes. Go figure.
I think what we'll do first is we'll turn on VoiceOver to show you what the screen is like if you have hints enabled, what the different buttons are.
And I will quickly triple tap the home button, which is my favorite feature.
VoiceOver on.
Okay. I open up Zoom Reader with VoiceOver. It's not really saying anything. It basically has a open view of your camera. On the screen in the top left corner, you have
button. Speech control on. Tap 2.
Speech control is so that you can actually speak commands. Instead of having to actually click the camera button to take the picture, you can say capture capture or take picture or the simplistic click. I've been finding that that's a little difficult because you're trying to hold it steady in order to take the picture. So you really want to do sort of the sniper breathing of not really breathing at all and holding very still.
Right.
In the top right corner below your battery is going to be...
Button. Light and flash controls. Double tap to change.
And I'm going to go in there.
Button.
And what you will have in here is four buttons across the bottom of your screen. And selected. You'll be able to
button
control
flash
the flash.
Button.
So you'll be able to
have... close flash selector.
Yes. Thank you. So you'll be able to turn the flash on all the time, which is going to greatly drain the battery. You can turn it off so that it doesn't do anything, and you can set it to auto. So you've got four settings here as far as what you can do. So tap the center of the screen, and it goes away. There is a slider, if I can make it speak.
Camera zoom control, 0%, adjustable.
So
swipe up or down to adjust the value.
Thank you. I don't know how many things it's going to say here. This basically will zoom in and out on the picture. You can either slide it up and down to zoom, or if you have the voice enabled, you can say zoom in or zoom out. You also have...
Button. Choose photo library. Tap to select.
Choose photo from library. Double tap to select.
Yeah. So this...
Button.
...is going to open up your camera roll.
Photo library. 7. Camera roll. 240.
I have 240 pictures because I've been testing this like crazy.
That's
because
true.
This feature will actually allow you to pull in a picture that you have scanned with another program, which I have been finding very useful.
Photo albums, heading. Photo albums, heading.
I would like
cancel.
To get out
button.
Of this. Cancel, thank you.
Button.
You also
speech
have...
control on. Double tap to change. Button. Color filters. Tap to...
Okay, so the color filters button will actually give you a set...
Button. Color filters.
There we go. It'll give you a set
color
of six or seven button. Different filters that you can apply to the screen. So you can change the text to black on white, white on black, yellow on black type
Ew.
Of thing. I haven't really found that useful. It helps more once you have actually scanned something so that you can see in a different contrast what you want. So currently, these buttons...
Color filter button.
Do not really tell you what the color filter is going to be. All I can say is that the far right edge of the screen is going to give you...
Button.
For some reason, my voiceover is chopping off. I'm not exactly sure why that's happening, but it says no filter.
Close photo filter select.
Okay, now we've closed that. I am going to very quickly just scan something for the heck of it.
Button.
In the bottom center.
Capture photo. Double tap to capture.
Is going to be your scan button.
Process.
So it tells you that it's ready. On this screen, you can do a save, which will save the image to your photo library. That will be up in the top right corner. And then...
OCR button. Speak the text in the image.
So on this button, you can actually tell it to do the OCR. If you have the voice commands turned on, you will be able to actually say read, and it will actually do the OCR for you.
OCR button. OCR. Back. Dim.
Text
button.
Ready.
Okay. Now that we have been through the extraction process, we have some text on the screen. You can do a back, which is in the top left corner, and you can also do settings. Under settings.
Settings. Button.
I don't know how much she's going to say.
Yeah.
Cancel. Button.
On the settings page, you have the opportunity to change.
Font size. Font size settings option.
Thank you. You can change your font size settings so that you can go from a small to a very large font if you want to actually read it on the screen. You can also change the highlighting. As the program reads, it is going to highlight the text. Either the background or the foreground color can change based on one of the settings that you have here.
Rows 225 of 5.
you will be able to also change the
pitch. Speech rate slow, speech rate medium, speech rate fast, speech rate.
Thank you. I should just let her do this. You can change the speech rate, slow, medium, high. If you're using your finger, you can sort of get it in different places. Currently, it seems like this really doesn't do anything other than raise the pitch on this screen.
Voice, Tom, voices.
You
voice settings option.
Get the wonderful Tom from Nuance. And
button.
You will be able to actually go into a section where you can purchase either German, French, or Spanish voices.
Or other English voices.
Or other English voices for $2.99.
They're not available for purchase yet.
Yeah, they released the product without having Apple's permission to sell the app. So if you click on it, it will give you an error when trying to purchase. That is another feature that will be coming out. So that probably, to me, should have been part of the whole overall process. So you can select from that.
Cancel button.
Thank you. So I am going to turn off VoiceOver. Triple click.
Alert. Accessibility options. Turn VoiceOver off.
In front of me, I have three different documents. I have a document that is an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. I have a newspaper, which has very fine print on it, from one of our local papers here. And I also have, from the wonderful ATM test lab at work, a ATM receipt so that we can actually show a couple different things with that. So I am going to take the document, put it on the table. I have a desk lamp directly above me to give decent light. Okay, I have taken a picture of this document.
Image ready.
And Tom is ready. So now I just have to hit on the bottom center of the screen. I need to hit the button to extract the text. And if you hear a little humming in the background of this process, you are probably hearing the iPhone, because it sort of gives a little feedback when you're actually trying to record it. Yes. And I will say that when extracting images, when extracting images, the battery is going to drop considerably when it's trying to extract images. Also, the phone will actually get pretty warm, so you will take into account that. So probably part of that hum that we were just hearing that I heard disappear was actually the CPU of the phone.
Oh my God.
Dear Lord.
Yes, we need Julie around for, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Anyway, let's see what we got on the speak.
Top Tech Tidbits Volume 297, The Week's News and Adaptive Technology, distributed by Flying Blind, LLC, http://www.f1y1ngb19.com. To make certain you receive each volume of Top Tech Tidbits, please add news@f1ngb19.com to your address book. If you experience any problems reading this newsletter, you can access this volume of Top Tech Tidbits on the web at http://www.f1y7ngb19.com/t1dB1t20ll/022420ll/1dx.
Okay. So basically what happened there is I pressed the speak button in the bottom middle of the screen, and it began to read. It highlighted the text as it's going down the page. This 8.5 by 11 page actually was scanned completely, all the way down to the page one indicator. There are problems with the OCR, like missed characters, strange numbers that shouldn't be there, which I guess are kind of an OCR glitch.
Yeah, it's quite common to have I's and L's come out as ones. I mean, you know, it doesn't happen all the time, but it's not uncommon and not surprising. Explain how you held the page in relation to the camera.
I have the page laying down on a desk. There is nothing around it so that there is actually a distinct edge. I was holding it probably about a foot to a foot and a half above the paper.
The camera itself, was it in the center of, yes. ish of the paper?
Yes.
And where was it positioned in relation to the desk lamp?
It is about parallel to the desk lamp.
Okay.
So it comes out with a pretty good scan. What I'm going to do real quick here is I am going to go under settings, and I'm going to increase the reading
to speed.
Too fast. And I'm clicking the save button, and now I am going to read again.
Top Tech Tidbits, Volume 297, The Week's News and Adaptive Technology, distributed by Flying Blind.
Does get faster.
It gets a little faster.
www.f1y1ngb19.com to make certain you receive each volume of Top Tech Tidbits. Please add a news at f1ngb19.com to your address book. If you experience any problems reading this newsletter, you can access this volume of Top Tech Tidbits on the web at, http://www.
Okay, so I'm going to change that back to normal so that Tom isn't Alvin. And this will actually prove that it did actually scan a full page. The only thing that I haven't figured out is if you can actually position yourself in the page in order to start reading at a different point.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it seems like if you click somewhere, it doesn't start at that point. So that's a little bit of a irritation if you stop it and then have to go back to start reading again. You are able to share your documents by either sending an email, copying it to your clipboard, or emailing the actual picture that you did take. So that's your three options as far as being able to save the text. I have practiced that a few times and sent emails, and that's pretty easy because it will open your default email app. So now I have before me a newspaper, wonderful ancient newspaper that gets your hands all dirty and everything that probably a lot of people don't read much anymore. I'm going to try and scan a column here using Zoom Reader, and I'm going to position it directly over the column that I want. And with newspaper, I have had varying results based on how wrinkled it is. One thing that I've noticed is that sometimes Zoom Reader will actually rotate the image that it takes to landscape instead of keeping it in portrait. And 9 times out of 10, well, actually 100% of the time, it never actually recognizes anything. When it rotates it. I'm going to demonstrate that right now because it actually took the portrait picture and has rotated it landscape.
Now text that it, ready.
Now that it is ready, I'm going to press
WIIIJPNSY1111IO. 5%.
Doesn't seem too good, does it?
Not especially,
so
no.
So let me try that again.
And how wide is the column?
The column is probably 4 inches wide.
How?
It's a very
small is the font?
It's probably about a 6 or 7 point font.
Okay. And you're holding it how far?
8 to 10 inches, possibly. Probably closer to 7 or 8 inches, I guess it would be.
Image ready.
Okay, this picture that I have just taken, I zoomed in on the newspaper column just a little bit in order to get the picture clear, holding it about 6 to 10 inches away, varying just a little bit because of the zoom. And let's see what we come up with as it extracts.
Text ready. L cap, cap, comma cap, hyphen. Cap Raleigh supporters, Elwick County's Loy Noir Student Assignment Policy, which views students to improve OSHA economic diversity across the system, are SCRAT 1 to respond to new data released. This week, HAT suggests LLIT the diversity policy may have had a negative effect on the educations of minority students. School officials presented data this week showing that the academic Perlon Nonce of elementary and Neglick School. Students who, those students traveled to school. The data were part of an attempt to show federal investigators that the school board had good reason to scrap the diversity policy. It analyzes student achievement.
Had a few problems at the beginning because there's a slight graphic above the column and a few issues because newspaper print is not the clearest and smoothest of papers, so you're not really going to get a crisp viewpoint like you would with the paper. So it was kind of like it didn't really know how to say showing because it didn't get the G. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little trick using a third-party app outside of Zoom Reader. There is a program for the iPhone called Camera Plus, camera with the plus sign by TapTap. Now, this is a camera app that allows you to apply filters and different things to
image ready
images. Thank you. What I did with this particular piece of paper is I have scanned it again and saved the picture using Camera Plus. I applied a filter because it allows you to actually apply the filter of clarity to the newspaper. And I saved it to the camera roll. This app, unfortunately, really is not accessible with VoiceOver whatsoever. It has a few buttons that are labeled, but the actual filters are not. So it's sort of one of those low vision type of things. Now I have pulled back the Zoom Reader application, and I'm going to go to the folders. I'm going to go to my camera roll, and I am going to pull up the image that I just saved using Camera Plus.
Image and ready.
It is ready to extract. There's our little beep.
Text ready.
Okay, now here is the newspaper print.
Cap wine UIVIUK nurse staff writers cap T, comma. Camp Raleigh supporters of Wake County's former student assignment policy, which used students to improve socioeconomic diversity across the system, are scrambling to respond to new data released this week that suggests that the diversity policy may have had a negative effect on the educations of minority students. School officials presented data this week showing that the academic performance of elementary and middle school students who are in the Luntary Liaison declined the farther those students traveled to school. The data were part of an attempt to show federal investigators that the school board...
Okay, so I'll stop that. So basically, the filter of clarity in Camera Plus was actually able to improve the quality of the print using that filter. And Zoom Reader was able to discern a lot better between the graphic that was on the page and actually give us the information as far as it being from a staff writer. In the other one, that was the garbage at the very top. So came out a little bit cleaner by doing that. Camera Plus also has a flash filter that will sort of lighten up a picture, like if it's a dark or a shadow over it, and Zoom Reader will actually read that a lot better. So that's just kind of a little trick that I have found with the Camera Plus app. Now I'm going to scan a very narrow image, which is an ATM receipt, and I'm going to place it directly in the fluorescent light, and we will scan it one more time.
Image ready.
I bet that is the CPU.
Yeah, the phone is getting very, very warm by doing all of this.
Text ready.
Here is my receipt results.
First Citizens Bank 04/OIHI05H4S4FTTL000 star transaction at Diebold Test ATM ATM Test Lab NC00000 April 1st 11 business date, KB serial amount 008920. OQ terminal owner fee 2.00 total WDL 22.00 withdrawal from checking.
So the only problems that I see with this receipt is the fact that there are probably about 10 pound signs, number signs, you know, across there. And it did not quite know what to do with some of those. But everything else is crystal clear. It isn't smart enough to tell you that it's 22.00. It kind of misses the decimal, even though the decimal is showing on the scan. So what this transaction was is a $20 withdrawal with a $2 surcharge and a total of $22 being withdrawn from the customer's account.
Fake customer, we should point out.
Yes, this is a fake customer from my ATM lab at work, which is at firstcitizensbank.com.
So that's a little bitty narrow receipt. And how far above it did you hold the camera?
I'm holding it probably about 6 to 8 inches.
Okay.
And since it's very small, it even picked up directly beside the First Citizens that was named at the beginning. There is actually a graphic, and it did not have a problem with that because this receipt is very well printed.
Mm-hmm.
So there are three possible options for this demonstration using the Zoom reader.
And this shows a few things. It shows that the bigger the paper, the further out you need to hold the phone. It also shows that it does best with really good light sources and really crisp, clear text. Also, a couple things that may be good for this app to have are, it would be cool if it could have some kind of clarity filter.
Very much so.
That way it could be used. You wouldn't have to use a secondary app to kind of do clarity on it if you think an image could be clarified a little bit and then pull it in on your camera roll. Because a lot of these other camera apps aren't accessible. If totally blind people want to scan with this app, that would be a good thing to include.
Yeah, and some camera apps and some scanning apps will actually, I believe, beep if it thinks that the edges are not within the camera sight.
Like, SayText will do that. If your paper isn't quite lined up, it's a free scanning app. It's not that great, but it will beep if your paper is not clearly in the, you know, view.
Yeah.
And, you know, zoomed correctly in. So, it will beep if your camera is too close.
And just to be clear, I have tried SayText with these documents and got similar results. I didn't get as good of results with, say, the receipt or the newspaper because of just taking the picture with the iPhone camera. I did also try DocScanner in order to scan it as being a PDF and then viewing the text, and I was actually able to get a pretty good scan, very comparable to what ZoomReader is doing.
ZoomReader?
ZoomReader is doing.
Yeah.
So, is Zoom Reader something that a low vision person would probably want? I think so, because it does have good magnification. It does have the speech capability so that you can say zoom in, zoom out, which does in sort of an increment so that you do not have to actually slide your finger, which I find that like you're kind of losing focus every time you have to move something on the screen. As far as a totally blind user, I think it comes down to the same old thing that you have to be able to position the camera. That's the whole thing. You need to be able to know what the light is around you. You can kind of use the light detector app, which we have on TechAccess Daily Tips from a couple weeks ago, to kind of tell you if there's light in the room, but it really doesn't tell you if there's enough light to get a good scan. So I think probably a blind user would not find this useful at this point.
I think there is definitely room for improvement, though, and I think AI Squared is willing to listen to suggestions.
Yes. So I think if they can get the voiceover commands working to where everything is labeled, and if they could maybe put a screen in here that you can click that says, here's some helpful tips or something, that would be good. Currently, their help screen is actually all it tells you is to go to the website, which is mobile.aisquared.com. Mm-hmm. So it would be good to have little prompts possibly in there saying, make sure you've got good light.
Right. And also it'd be good to have some kind of stabilization in there where you could, you know, touch the center of the screen and it would kind of stabilize the camera a little bit.
Yeah, I have a iPhone app called Youbik, Youbik, that I've started using for taking like panorama pictures because it kind of gives you a guide as to what you're looking at. Not accessible, but if you do actually tap the middle of the screen, it will focus on an object, and if you walk towards it, it will sort of slowly move the camera so that you can actually hold it pretty steady. So that would be kind of a good thing to add to Zoom Reader.
Otherwise, I mean, as far as usability, it's very easy to use.
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
Nice large buttons for someone with low vision.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of self-explanatory in a lot of ways once you actually click the different buttons and figure out exactly what they do. The help documentation that you can find at mobile.aisquared.com is useful. It gives you like the speech commands and things, which are pretty much capture,
click, read.
And read, and take picture. That's pretty much the extent that I've found as far as voice commands.
So, on that note, I think we're going to wrap this up.
Why, yes, because we're starting to almost repeat ourselves.
And it is really easy to use. I won't say simple as that, because there's room for improvement here. But it is a promising beginning.
Yes, and they should be commended because they are actually responding to concerns and questions.
Absolutely.
In a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. And they put out a decent product for version one.
And again, if you want to go to the website for more info, it's mobile.aisquared.com. And if you would like to tweet them, it is AI Squared on Twitter.
Yes, it is. And we'll also include that in our notes for this tip on Tech Access Weekly's website for TA Daily Tips.
Thank you very much, and I, at least, will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.